Governor Phil Scott came under fire from gun rights advocates when he signed a sweeping gun bill earlier this year. But according to the new VPR Vermont PBS poll, 2/3 of Vermonters support the new law. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Williston resident Polly Malik doesn't own a firearm herself, but she says she respects the tradition of gun ownership in Vermont. What concerns Malik is the relative ease with which people can acquire semi-automatic weapons in this state, and she says mass shootings across the United States underscore the need for stricter gun laws.
Yeah, I'm for gun restriction, and I think the only way it can get done is through legislation.
Malik is among the 2/3 of Vermonters who, according to the VPR Vermont PBS poll, support an expansive gun bill signed into law by Governor Phil Scott back in April. The legislation included universal background checks, a limit on magazine capacity, and a ban on bump stocks. It also raised the legal age to purchase a gun to 21 years old. 67% of the 603 people surveyed say they completely favor or generally favor the new law. That compares with 25% who say they completely oppose or generally oppose the law. The greatest opposition comes from poll respondents who identify as Republicans. 32% completely oppose the measures and 20% generally oppose them. Tim Malloy at Quinnipiac University poll in Connecticut says the numbers here track with national trends.
In fact, demographic groups that you would think would not be for stricter gun control measures last time around were white males, gun owners, people like that.
Malloy says support for stricter gun laws nationally has increased dramatically in the 5+ years since a gunman killed 20 students at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Quinnipiac's latest national poll on gun control was conducted the week after the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. It found that American voters support stricter gun laws by a 2-to-1 margin. Vermont isn't the only state where laws have begun to reflect the change in public opinion.
I think there's going to be a political price to pay for not supporting gun safety legislation, and I think we're going to see that at both the state level and the federal level.
That's Robin Lloyd with the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. Lloyd says 26 states have passed new restrictions on gun ownership since the Parkland shooting. Amid the deluge of reports on mass shootings and other forms of gun violence, Lloyd says things like universal background checks and magazine capacity limits just sound like common sense to regular citizens.
These are things that I think are really going to move the needle in terms of saving lives in Vermont, and that's why they're so popular.
Vice President of Gun Owners of Vermont, Bob DePino, says elected officials should be wary of polling data.
Public opinion should not drive legislation.
Especially, DePino says, when the legislation in question deals with the constitutional right to bear arms.
Any violation of a constitutional right is not right, even if 51% of the population wants it.
DePino and other gun rights activists contend the Vermont law was in fact a violation of rights enshrined under Article 16 of the Vermont Constitution. A group of plaintiffs is challenging the constitutionality of the magazine limits. The widespread support for Vermont's new gun law might not necessarily signal support for how the governor and legislature are dealing with the issue of gun violence generally. Sandra Lawrence lives in Burlington and was among the VPR Vermont PBS poll respondents who generally support the new gun law.
But they're not hitting the problem. They're not addressing what's really causing these issues.
The real issue, Lawrence believes, is mental health. And until policymakers get at the root cause of the violence, she believes all the gun bills in the world won't make her state any safer. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.